Mr. President, do you feel that the United States and its NATO allies already have the assets in place, the air power, the air traffic controllers, to go ahead with these kinds of airstrikes? And what does your gut tell you? Do you think the U.S. and its allies will be bombing Serbian targets in Bosnia within the next few days?
Well, there are a few questions on which a president's conversation with his gut should not be made public until the facts present themselves. But let me say this. If the request comes, we certainly can be prepared. NATO can be prepared within a very brief time span. Helen and then.
Bombing, the near silence of the United States during the fourth day of bombardment of Lebanon, civilians being driven from home, is being interpreted in the Middle East as supportive of these assaults. What are you going to do to stop the bombing? And would Christopher really be welcome in these outraged capitals?
Well, the reason I asked, I didn't ask, Secretary Christopher and I had a conversation and we agreed that he should come home is because we are so concerned about what is going on in the Middle East. I think Hezbollah should stop its attacks. I think Israel should stop the bombardments. I think that Syria should go from showing restraint to being an active participant to try to stop the fighting, and we ought to do whatever we can to stop the fighting as quickly as possible. Andrew?
Mr. President, on the subject of the budget, at least 8 Democratic senators, possibly as many as 10 or 12, have said that they are leaning against voting for it. And 5 Democratic senators have written to the conference committee chairman and have said that they do not want the gasoline tax or any form of energy tax. Do you believe you will have to make major compromises, such as eliminating the gasoline tax entirely, in order to get it past the Senate? How do you propose to get Senator Boren and Senator Nunn?
I don't, because I haven't. No one's answered the question. That almost all the ones who say that also say, I want $500 billion in deficit reduction and, by the way, put all the economic incentives for growth in. It becomes an arithmetic problem at some point.
To clarify on the Bosnia situation, is it your interpretation that if we do engage in airstrikes there, that we will go not only after the source of fire, if it can be identified, but also, if necessary, against other Serbian targets, headquarters, or logistical sites? And just as a follow-up to that, if I could ask, are you concerned that in doing this that we'll send a signal possibly to the Muslims that it could be overinterpreted by them that the cavalry is coming and maybe now they should hang back a little bit?
Let me try to answer your both questions. First of all, I have not yet had a meeting with Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. I have not been briefed on our options, and I don't think that I should comment on that at this time. Secondly, we have, at the request of President Izetbegovic, agreed to have Reg Bartholomew go and participate in the discussions about whether a peace agreement can be reached. We have made it clear to all the parties all along that we would never seek to impose an agreement on the Bosnian government. We've also made it clear to the Bosnian government that we think that they should always be willing to talk, but we're not going to try to impose a settlement on them. I think that they know that our position would be that we should continue to discuss a peaceful resolution of this. Britt?
Correctly, sir, a slight shift in your attitude towards Syria, which you commended yesterday for its role in the current trouble in the Middle East. Do you think you might have been too hasty yesterday, and have you changed your mind?
No. I don't think anybody thought that Syria was exactly behind Hezbollah. I just believe that they could do more. I think the time now is it's now time for all the players to do more to bring an end to the fighting. I think Syria and Israel, Jordan, the Palestinians, now, the Lebanese, everybody who except these political groups that make their living from the continued misery of the Palestinians, everybody else has a vested interest in continuing the Middle East peace process, and I hope that we can get it going again. Yes, sir.
On the free trade agreement, we are coming to the end of the collateral negotiation with Canada and Mexico. I understand we'll be meeting here tomorrow. The executive and secretary of the country are talking about backing you on the acceptance of reduction. What feedback are you getting from them on the free trade agreement? Are they backing you on that?
I think most of them are for it. I certainly hope they are, and I believe they are. I'll take one more. Susan?
Secretary,
go ahead.
Who has said in the last past few hours that he thinks the NATO air cover should be able to start early next week. Based on what you know about it now, and this plan has been around since May, how do you calculate the risk? Do you feel like you have any obligation to go to Congress before that first plane takes off or to go to the public with this?
I think I should wait. I asked the Secretary of State to come home to discuss the Middle East. He's now home. I want to talk about Bosnia with him, with the Secretary of Defense, with some others, before I decide on what next has to be done. I think that the commitment that we have had all along to defend the United Nations forces there if they were attacked is, I think, fairly clear and has been highly publicized. But of course, if we have to take any action, I will have appropriate consultations with Congress and appropriate conversations with the American people. Thank you. Thank you very much for that.